With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Albert Castellanos on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. A plan by the Air Force to move some state-based National Guard units to the Space Force has riled every governor, including Governor Stitt. He has signed a request that legislative proposal 480 be scrapped because it sidesteps the governor's control over the Guard. No Oklahoma Guardsmen are involved in the planned transfer. Former Governor George Nye found himself back in very familiar territory at the capitol. He was asked to come speak on a resolution honoring Oklahoma Native American veterans and vets at large.
And I want to thank you for the resolution today honoring our Native Americans, our veterans, how important that is.
The lifelong Democrat also reminded the Republican-led Senate to never forget the meaning of the word Oklahoma, a Choctaw word that represents land of the red people. In an unusual move, Governor Stitt has invited the Senate President Pro Tem and House Speaker to his office on Monday afternoon for a budget summit. All sides have agreed to have an open meeting in the interest of transparency. President Pro Tem Greg Treat.
Obviously, 101 House members and 48 of us, I should say, hopefully we can accommodate as many as we want, and we will have overflow rooms if need be able to have this in the most transparent manner. So I hope.
The governor is still committed to the concept of having a personal income tax cut. The session ends May 31st. Even if it's really obvious you were over the age of 21, grocery stores and others that sell alcohol have had to check IDs before sale is completed. Governor Stitt has signed a bill into law that leaves the ID check decision up to individual businesses. It takes place the 1st of November. As the state works to recover from the recent storm damage, Attorney General Gentner Drummond is encouraging Oklahomans to watch out for charity fraud. The weeks following a natural disaster are a common time for charity fraud to occur. Drummond says it's important to do your research and make sure your donations are going to a legitimate cause. Covering State Capitol News, I'm Albert Castellanos on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Nothing says sunshine and clear skies like the smell of fresh-cut grass. And Great Plains Kubota wants you to enjoy the weather. Stop in and check out Kubota's gas-powered Z400 zero-turn mowers. Popular with residential and commercial users, the Kubota Z400 series delivers a professional finish with a comfortable ride. With a variety of features, let Great Plains find the one to fit your needs. Ask about packaging your purchase with a trailer, too. Visit the brand that serves, Great Plains, at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.